as for Paul Akimoto, if you check like the news online, I'm sure you know. But 2 weeks ago and last week, he was given permission to leave the hospital to come to the service. This week, since last week, there's a lot of like it's flu season, and so from the hospital side, those things are a sensitive topic for the hospital, and so if like flu is going around, other patients can't also go outside either, and so so Pastor Akimoto is doing fine. And he's on a next level for rehabilitation, but just as precaution, he hasn't been here. And so he used to be in a wheelchair, but now he's in a walker. So I'd like to give thanks to God. And so please continue to pray. And it will... Pastor Kimoto will be a big part of like the next work. So let's continue to pray. And so I'd like to pray, Pastor Kimoto, if you could lead the prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you that you are a healing God. And thank you that he's able to walk through the hospital with a walker now. And please at your appointed time, please let him not only just have visiting hours, but also have be able to leave the hospital, to be discharged from the hospital. And please, in the future, please allow him to not fall or get hurt anymore. Or please continue to heal him and bless him. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you that you are moving the healing greatly for him. And thank you that he's in a different stage of rehabilitation now. Please increase his bone density. And in his rehabilitation, please let your the best be done. And in that time, and in that, please let him give the best discharge. And please continue to pray for him in your hearts. Dear Lord, thank you. Please continue to provide healing. Give thanks to you in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Just like Pastor Kapata said earlier, he came at the beginning of the new year. And he said that God really opened the way for him. And it's also in the church news, and now we're going to watch the Israel team's digest video.
これから嘆きの壁に行きます。行きます。こっちこっちです。椎葉隊長も一緒です。僕たちみんな帽子を取ってキッパをかぶります。
今回はですね、思ったより反応が良すぎてちょっとびっくりしています。そうですね、アンコールは全く予定していませんでした。前日ね、一曲違う曲を練習したんです。まあ、それはどっちを歌おうかなって悩んでたんですけども、その練習したのも駅になって、2曲目はビクターズクラウン、これで終わりかなと。もう一曲って結構海外選挙に行く中で、やっぱその用いられる曲、まあ、今回もそうですけどもね、今ガッジスラップとかこういう海外で突然ね、そういう形の中でいろんなメンバーと一緒に歌っても、神様がいろいろ賛美隊の働きとしてね、用いようとしておられることをちょっと強く感じているので、これからもどんどん海外に出ていろんな方と一緒に歌っていきたいなと思っています。神様は感謝のことを語りなさいって言われたので、でそれを語ったんですけど、なんとか神様が守ってくださって、やはり聖霊様に導かれる会にすれば守られる。
第二歴代史の20章の15節、これは最初です。この戦いはあなた方の戦いではなく神の戦いであるから、これはまず最初ですね。17節、この戦いであなた方が戦うのではない、しっかりと立って動かずにいよう、あなた方と共にいる主の救いを見よう。既に神の霊の働きの進展が出始めているんですね。既に戦いが始まっているということで、主は語っておられます。その戦いにおいて信仰も熱心に立ちようと主は語っているんですね。その時主の技をなされると語っておられます。
本当に神様に従っていくんであれば、神がこの解決をなしてくださる、そして勝利を表してくださる。
主の使者たちに行く、そこに行く、そこにいると神ご自身が全てを新しくする。
この苦しみの痛みもこの、悲しみも一時的になって、でも見えない神を与えてくださる平安と喜びと勝利っていうのはいつまでも続くからですと書かれてるんですね。
私は恵みによって生かされて終わりにしたいと思います。
ただ私たちは単に息をしてものを食べて歩んでいなくて、生ける命の言葉によって、神の愛によって私たちが生かされているということです。ぜひ覚えていただきたいと誓いました。
今年度ニューヨークにおいてはユダヤ人伝道ということが語られましたの で、 そのことにおいてもチームを送ってくださるという言葉をしっかりと握って、その働きの方向にも進めていきたいと思ってます。
どうも、京都の乃木です。自分はですね、世界各地各国に行ってですね、新しい歌を、コスペルを通して伝えていきたいなというふうに思っております。
小さいことにも忠実で、大きいことも持たせられるよう今年一年歩みたいと思います。
ゴッドって祈ってしまったバスの中です
ごいですよね。
This prayer of God, you behind our understanding.
そして私たちはね、神様の言葉と御心にしっかりと立って動かず、立って動かない。そしてですね、主を信じる。そしてですね、主は必ず皆さんに特別な祝福の恵みをね、見せてくださる。
We don't have time. So the Israel team, thank you for your prayers to the Israel team. Going to Israel at the start of the new year and starting from Israel is a point for our church and for eternity. We will eventually live in the we're going to do the work of eternity because we are beings of the heaven. And so there is a very big meaning in this Israel team. And as you saw in the video, we are given a work, there are things that we must do in our life. And if we look every year, we're getting deeper and deeper into that work. And in this time, we were given an encore. Last time, I haven't been, but as long as I see the video, the people that are watching, the people that are attending the services, they were sitting and watching, but this time, everybody was standing. And listening and praising together. And so this is just based on just pure observation of looks. But I feel that God is really touching the works and is lifting the works through each stage. And in that, we're going to see more of God's work, God's hand. And please continue to pray for this works as well. And this time, this year's March, there's going to be a trip to Israel. Springtime, around March, there will be a team to Israel. And so please pray for that. And along with that, there's going to be a trip to Los Angeles as well. So even if you don't go, even if he doesn't go, even if Pastor Akimeta doesn't go, there will still be a team. And then there's going to be a trip to LA in springtime as well. As for the team that's going to the Czech Republic, those types of movement are happening as well, and we're starting to spread our ministry from Eastern Europe. So please continue to pray for that as well. And as we continue to our work, and then so the a scripture for our new year is 2 Chronicles chapter 2. Do not be afraid, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Do not be afraid, do not be discouraged. Take up your position, stand firm, and see the deliverance the Lord will give you. And in that, God will. So stand on God's word and move forward. And then in that, we'll see God's great victory. Pastor Akimoto, in each of those, there were many things that he felt were hard, or, but in that, he learned that God was putting him through those things on purpose. And just like Marlene Carruthers, he passed down the praising and giving things. When he said that when he said that, he realized that even in the book, in the books that he's written, he goes through hard trials and hardships, overcomes them in praise and worship. And so there's plans and rigs that God tries to manifest through those situations, and that is what he gave to our church. And so we have to realize that everything that happens, it's happening through God's allowance. And so we have to give thanks for everything, and everything will work for good. And it's written in the Bible as well. So what that means is there's two points. We have to obey God, and we have to give thanks. This is what we need. This is the movement that we need. This is the, and so from here out, there's going to be bigger works. And there's many things like that they're going to trying to show a lot of blessings, and he gave us authority. When we use our authority, and we're going to see God's great works. And we're only in the middle process. We're still in the process. We haven't seen the outcome yet. The outcome is coming later. And I went on the Nagasaki team. And there are things that I learned about. And there are things that I that God showed me in that team. In this problem or situation that happens, doing the thing that God is telling you to do by your own power is relying on yourself. But you have to go. Doing the things in the problems by your own reaction is just relying on yourself. But when we go to God, that's when we finally are able to rely on God. When we go to God and when we rely on God, that's when God will help us, and that's when God will talk to us. And so what that means is, so through the Nagasaki team, and I decided we're going to see the result of God's work. And so there's going to be increase. But after this, later on, after this, we're going to see God's great outcome. And so, if we obey God, and we have to give thanks, so through those two things, we will see clearly that manifest in itself. I'd like to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this time. I'd like to pray for healing. Please confess your sins in your hearts. Dear Heavenly Father, please touch everyone that's in need of healing. Please touch everyone that's in need of provide relief and comfort. In the name of who wreaks the spirit of illness. In the name of Jesus, community, for you to be healed, 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 healed. I proclaim healing in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your healing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please stand.
Hallelujah.
May the
grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.